And I've Greg, such a Greg way to Greg, to make it to the border of Grexico. So I Greg like the Greg, Greg like the Greg. I was really hoping you would Michael McDonald that, but instead you just sat there like you sucked on a lemon.
I didn't get it. I didn't know what song that was.
Ride Like the Wind.
Yeah, I'm not a Michael McDonald fan. He can
suck
it. Well,
it's not Michael McDonald. It's Christopher Cross.
Oh, even worse. That was a name from my youth that I hated everything he did.
Well, get off your lazy butt and listen to some Christopher Cross and sing Michael McDonald parts for me.
Suck it.
From a desk in the Yay Network Studios, where an actual radio show happens. It's the Greg and Greg Show with Greg and, of course, Greg. Take it away, Gregs.
What's up? It's the Greg Greg Show. I'm Greg Jake.
You're very salty, Greg Jake. I am Christopher Cross.
I don't feel very good.
I see that.
I don't have a good feeling about myself
today.
You're
not feeling good.
I've got a, what some would call, it's either an allergy issue or it is a cold. It's one of the two.
Well, you better not give it to me, whatever it is.
That's why I'm sitting far away from you right now, Holmes.
Sit in another state.
I was in another state over the weekend, and we'll talk about that in a few minutes.
That's what made you sick.
Being in another state?
Being in Colorado.
Man, I'll tell you what. Before we got out there, the man who works here that shall not be named said, once you get there, you're not going to want to come back. And once I was there, I did not want to come back. Have you been to Durango?
No.
It's awesome.
I've not been to...
Stop watching soccer commercials.
I'm sorry, it's a good commercial. Do you see Colin Kaepernick? And
I don't care.
That was a pretty good commercial.
We're Greg showing here.
I'm sorry. I was in the zone.
Right. Okay. So we're talking about Durango, Colorado.
Yeah. Why would I have ever been to Durango?
I don't know. Maybe you just have been out and been places, or you've traveled, or you've just done
salty today.
Have you ever been to Colorado?
I don't like this, Greg Jake.
You ever been to Colorado?
No.
Where have you been? Name every state you've been.
The entire East Coast. Been to everywhere. Except for past New York. Well, I've been to Boston, but not, like, anywhere in New England, like Maine or anything.
You haven't
like
that. Done that whole thing?
No, I haven't done Maine or anything around there.
You haven't done New England clam chowder?
But I've driven through all that. I've driven through everything from here to Florida.
Mm-hmm. I guess you had to drive all your stuff here, didn't you?
Yeah.
Oof.
No, I had moved here, and I flew here.
Okay, so that's not too bad.
Yeah, but I've been up and down the coast,
yeah,
the East Coast, and I've been to California and Nevada.
Did you drive from Florida to New York?
Yes.
You made that drive?
I did.
Beating?
I've made that drive a lot of times in my lifetime.
Oof. How long? Like, how long is the drive?
It's like, you have to take a break. It's like a two-day ordeal.
It's tough.
Possibly a three-day ordeal. But there's this place called South of the Border that's like this tourist trap that we always stop at.
I think I've heard of that.
South of the Border. Pretty great. I don't know what I'm doing to your phone, but I hope it's breaking it.
It's a piece of crap, man.
I told you this when you got this phone.
This whole weekend, it drove me nuts. We got out to the Durango Mac and Cheese Festival.
How was that?
Awesome.
Did you get some good cheese?
I did.
Did you get some good mac?
I did.
Did you get a Big Mac?
Did not.
Why not?
There was no
it's
Big
a Mac
Macs.
And Cheese Fest.
It's not a Big Mac and Cheese Fest.
Well, why not? You get a Big Mac with cheese on it.
I didn't.
You should have.
They didn't have. I don't think that there's a Burger King within
McDonald's
100 miles of that place. I did learn a lot about.
You just said Burger King, and it's a McDonald's menu.
Oh yeah,
it's
whatever.
The McDonald's menu item. You are really out of it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, look, I've got cloudy head, and I'm sorry.
You got cloudy ahead.
So we got out there, and we're at a different elevation, obviously. So my ears were kind of stuffy.
Was Bono singing in your head? Was he singing his hit song "Elevation" by U2?
I hate you so hard.
In your ear going, elevation.
So hard do
Bono's
I hate.
I was just freaking yelling in your ear holes.
But it was a cool event. They had to move it from actual downtown Durango for a liquor license issue that they ran into. So they were going to have it
so
at this.
Did they hold it in the liquor store?
They held it at Purgatory, which is a ski resort up there. And it's a hidden gym. So if you're ever going to go skiing or you want to go mountain biking or
no,
hiking or anything,
I don't
want to
do any
of
that.
You're the one that likes snow.
I love snow, but I don't like skiing.
But got out there, got some mac and cheese at the mac and cheese festival.
What was the best mac and cheese you had?
There were two
What was
that really stood out.
Okay, what are they?
One was made with jalapenos and I'm pretty sure that he said habaneros.
Mm-hmm. So it was really spicy.
Oh my God. It was super hot. Like, I'm stuffy right now, and I was stuffy when I got there.
It cleared you right out.
Dude, my nose was running, and I was like, this is the best stuff I've ever had in my life.
You know what this sounds like to me? It sounds like an airplane sickness. Like, you're in the airplane, and it's basically a Petri dish, a flying Petri dish.
I tried my best not to touch anything in the airplane.
But it's the air. It's that stale airplane air.
Man, I don't like that. I don't like it at all. But anyway, the one mac and cheese, it was really hot. It was spicy, and it was topped with chicharrones, which is deep fried.
Ooh, pork skin.
Yeah,
it's cracklins or you might say pork rinds.
Yeah, so it was topped with that, and then some kind of a green topping.
Okay, now on to the next one. What's the other one?
The second one, when I got up to the table, I said, what is this? And she said, well, this is something different, and I'm going to warn you, it has dates in it. And people get weirded out when they find out that it has dates, but it's the best stuff you'll ever eat.
Mm-hmm.
So she gave me a big old heaping spoon of it, put it in my mouth hole,
mm-hmm.
and I was like, there's a reason why you named this adult candy, because it was awesome.
Did it make you want to go out on a date?
Who's the bad joke teller in this relationship, me or you?
Did you feel like you were on a date?
Again, who's the bad joke teller out of the two of us?
Because you're sick, I'm rubbing your nose in your own piddle. How does it feel? It doesn't feel good, does it?
It's okay.
Whenever I feel bad, you have to lump these terrible jokes on me. How do you feel now?
I feel okay.
No.
I just feel like you're stealing my bit.
I am. I'm doing your own bit to you.
You can't do that.
I can do whatever I want.
So I don't know if you know this about Colorado.
What?
There's a new law in town.
Yeah, and is it about having fun times?
It's
about going out on dates.
They don't
let you park opposite side parking on weekends.
Nobody's going to listen to this. Everybody hates you right now.
The only thing that matters is that you hate me, because when I'm sick and you lump this crap on me, this feels so good right now.
Everybody hates
this
you so hard.
This feels like the best thing ever that has ever happened to me, is that you're feeling bad and I'm hammering you right now.
Well, why can't you not do that?
Because what do you do to me when I'm sick?
I let you tell your stories.
No, you don't.
I do too.
Go to the tape.
I don't ever interrupt you every 3 seconds.
No, you don't. No, you've never done that, to tell me a bad joke or to do one of your things and then sit there and laugh like this.
Because usually it's really funny.
It's never really funny.
I don't even know what I was saying.
Good. No more cheese fest.
Talk soccer.
USA plays tomorrow.
Okay.
We play Belgium. We might win. We might go to the semis. You know what that means.
Wouldn't that be the quarters?
Whatever.
I think it's the quarters.
This is the round of 16.
Yeah, so if you win that, you go to the quarters.
The 8.
Yeah.
Now the next one's the quarterfinals, because there's 4. Then it's the finals. Semis, quarters, finals.
This is the semis. Yeah, so if we win this, then we go to the quarters.
I don't know if you're right.
I think I am.
I don't agree with that.
All right, we'll keep talking soccer.
France is playing right now.
Mm-hmm.
They're French. They're probably going to win everything this year.
You think they're
going to
win the whole thing?
I think that they have a good shot at winning the whole shebang bang.
Okay.
The whole.
They're going to beat the Germans?
If they beat the Germans, they will win it all.
What about the underdog Americans? What are their chances?
If they beat Belgium, they will lose the next round.
Who are they going to play there?
I think Argentina, which is Leo Messi putting his nuts on Clint Dempsey's face.
Whoa.
Is what's going to happen.
He's going to
just
drop shorts.
Drop trowel, and Clint Dempsey's not going to be able to do anything about it. Clinton Dempsey is going to be like, oh, this is horrible. Because he played in England.
Okay.
And he adopted
their... He adopted their
oh, it's terrible.
Okay. So, we're going to have...
All I heard was nuts and messy.
Yeah, so Messi's going to put his nuts on Clint Dempsey's face.
And put his nuts on Clint Dempsey's face if America... if a yeah.
Dempsey's nuts.
Two nuts.
Uh-huh. There you go.
So essentially, even if America wins, which would be a very big accomplishment for United States soccer, they will not win the next round.
Mm.
But it'd be nice to make it there.
We can always dream.
We could outbeat the we could beat the Mexicans.
If they're eliminated.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. We could beat the Mexicans by making it another round than they did.
Okay. But they haven't advanced in 25 years.
Yeah.
When's the last time the Americans advanced? Have they ever advanced?
Longer.
Okay.
Maybe 94? I don't know. I don't think we went that far in 94.
Like soccer with boulders.
Right. Soccer with boulders.
Because that sounds logical.
They had to wear their steel-toed boots.
Yeah, the steel-toed soccer boots.
Animal pelts. Uh-huh.
If you're getting the joke series here, it was caveman soccer.
Yeah.
Come on!
Caveman soccer joke series by Robert Chickering the third. We got sleep deprived skydiving chief and then half dead Greg Jake. I feel like I'm in a morgue.
Yeah. I've got the slight,
I've got the black lung pop.
I've got a small case of mad cow disease, what I feel. Like. Yeah. It's not full blown.
It's
yeah.
Mad calf disease.
Yeah. That's what I feel like, at least.
How now, brown cow?
May have had something to do with the altitude and the weed that was being thrown all over the place in Colorado.
Yeah, did you get any? Did you buy any? Did you expense it on the company credit card?
No.
I think you did.
I didn't.
I think we know what you did.
I think I know what that means. You did.
It was a really, really surreal feeling to be sitting at a bar and a guy reaches over, grabs a lighter from the table we're sitting at, pulls a fat dube out, sparks it, and goes, "Hey, you want this?"
And you went, "Yeah."
No.
No, you
I stayed
went,
away from all those.
You went, "Yeah."
I stayed away from all those legal drugs in Colorado. It was really weird, though. People were just pulling out their pipes and just smoking. There's just, like, Skrillex DJ over there raging out. It was really weird, man. It was a really bizarre scene to be a part of.
Yeah, but you were happy there.
But we went to a little bar after a roller derby event. We played ping pong for an hour and a half.
It was you, DJ Mike Morse, and
Big Al Mac.
Big Al Mac.
Yeah, and then Cody, the program director of the station up there.
Mm-hmm. And you were all just getting high and playing ping pong.
No, we weren't getting high and playing ping pong.
You need to check his expense report.
I think I need to check his pee.
You do need to check his pee, too.
All right, give me a cup.
Wait, is it... I've been wondering this. If you take a trip to Colorado and you smoke weed in Colorado and they pee test you, can you go, "I was in Colorado, it's legal there"?
Well, what about secondhand smoke?
What about secondhand smoke?
There was definitely contact...
What is the statute of limitations?
There's definitely a contact high, I'm not going to lie. I got really sleepy at one point. Maybe it was
did
just
really
exhaustion
hungry?
From the day.
Apply with your bag of Doritos.
Yeah.
A bag of Doritos.
Yeah. Like, yo, man, I need to eat. But It was a good trip, man.
Okay. Well, I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you're half here. I wish the other half of you would fly back from
this
Denver.
This will make you laugh. This is how the trip
were.
Ended. The trip ended like this.
How did the trip end?
Landed at DFW. Called the wife, "Hey, headed home, sweet, see you in a bit." Get out to the car. My little key fob doesn't work. I'm trying to unlock my car, and it's not working because the key fob is dead.
Yeah, you had this problem like a week ago.
Yeah, so then I go to pull the actual hard key out of the key fob.
Frozen in there.
Not in there.
You didn't have the actual key to your
car.
So
I'm freaking out. I dump everything out of my bag 3 times. Checked every article of clothing to find where the key is. And I call Erica and I say, "Look, I've got the key fob and it's not letting me get in my car and I can't find the actual key."
Mm-hmm.
And she says, "Hey, dumbass, you took the key fob off of the key and left your keys here at the house." So I panic. I don't know what I'm going to do because I don't want to call a locksmith because I'm parked at DFW airport in the parking garage, and that's going to be a beating to try to tell him where I am.
Mm-hmm.
So I run inside the airport because they have a watch store, and I'm like, "Hey, look, I know I just got, like, I just walked out of the airport, but can I go back into the watch store to buy a battery?" And they're like, "No." So it's like, what am I going to do? So I pried the thing apart, sat there for 30 minutes staring at it, and just out of just
sheer will
and panic, I popped the battery out, put it back in, and it worked. So I got home. I didn't have to.
Did you replace the key fob yet?
Not yet. I just need to replace the battery.
Well, do it. What are you waiting for?
I need to go to a battery store.
Go to a battery store.
Well, I will, but I'm talking to you, and you're watching soccer, so.
Yeah. There's more important things than listening to you, and that's literally anything else I could think of.
I hate your face so hard.
Partner.
I know. He's not helping me at all today.
Well, because when I'm sick, he has to kick me in the nuts all day. What are you sick, buddy? What's going on? Blah, blah, blah. Here's a terrible joke. But at least I can deal with it when
I'm like,
that's
what I was telling him. I'm like, dude, what are you doing? You're stealing my bit. You're telling bad dad jokes. You can't do that.
Did you see the meme I posted on the Facebook?
No.
The Facebook?
Mm-mm.
I posted a meme that's very much Greg Jake.
Okay, cool.
Why don't you bring it up and take a look at it?
I don't want to right now.
It's basically your life in a nutshell.
All right, so it says, dad joke dog, the perfect Greg Jake meme. And it's a dog looking at a baby. It says, what do you call a fly with no wings? And the second picture is a walk.
And then they both just stare depressed into a camera.
Genius. All right, I'm wrapping it up.
All right, I love you, buddy. You
All
know
right.
that. Feel better.
I will.
Join us next time on the Greg and Greg Show. Things will probably be just as weird.